Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, Luke has 5, Nagin has 6, and Roxanne has 6.
All right, Luke, you are in second place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Mitch McConnell said he wouldn't reconvene the Senate for President Trump's blank trial until after Joe Biden's inauguration.
Impeachment.
Right. On Tuesday, the U.S. announced they would require negative blank tests from all international travelers.
COVID.
Right. This week, former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder was charged for his lack of action over blank's water crisis.
Flint.
Right. On Thursday, New York's Attorney General announced a suit against the NYPD for their handling of the blank protests earlier this year.
Black Lives Matter.
Right. Thanks to new Brexit rules, a British truck driver was stopped by officials in the Netherlands after he attempted to smuggle blank across the border.
Beef eaters.
No, the ham sandwich he was going to eat for lunch. On Wednesday, it was reported that President Trump was refusing to pay blank's legal fees.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani. On Monday, billionaire Republican donor blank passed away at the age of 87.
Sheldon Adelson.
Right. This week, a young girl in England's plan to make extra money from the Tooth Fairy was foiled when her mom discovered blank.
She had already lost all her teeth. She was 26.
Mom discovered that the tooth she put under the pillow was just a tic-tac. After cashing in some baby teeth, the 9-year-old came up with this brilliant scheme. She split a tic-tac, the little white mint, in half. And she added, she's so good at this, a bit of red paint to one end to make it look realistic. Sticks it under the pillow. Voila, the perfect crime. Unfortunately, her mom found the tooth first and identified it as a fake because, like all people who find teeth under pillows, she put it in her mouth to see if it was minty.
Watch that kid. That kid is going places.
All right. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
He's hot. Had 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 17 in the lead.
All right. Nagin and Roxanne are tied. Nagin, I'm going to let you go next so Roxanne can have the pleasure of coming after you and beating you like a drum.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Nagin. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, President-elect Joe Biden revealed his administration's plan for blank relief.
Coronavirus.
Yes. On Monday, it was reported that officials were considering sedition charges against the rioters who blanked.
Storm the Capitol.
Right. This week, the FBI warned police chiefs to be on high alert for extremist violence during blank.
The inauguration.
Right. 2 New York men were arrested on drug possession charges after they blanked.
After they sang an opera.
After they went back to get all the drugs they had forgotten in their rental car. On Tuesday, streaming service Blank announced they would release a new movie once a week for the entirety of 2021.
HBO Max?
Netflix. On Monday, Alabama beat Ohio State to win their 13th national title in Blank.
Football?
Yes. This week, a woman in Canada was fined after trying to get around lockdown restrictions by blanking.
Wearing a mask everywhere. What?
No, by walking her boyfriend on a leash. The woman hoped to get around Quebec's curfew by taking her boyfriend for a walk. You're allowed to walk your dog, so why not walk your boyfriend? Unfortunately, she was caught pretty easily. The boyfriend just didn't make a convincing dog, no matter how hard he humped the officer's leg. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Pretty good. Nagin had 4 right for 8 more points. She now has 14, but with 17, Luke still has the lead.
All right, how many then does Roxanne need to win?
Roxanne needs 6 to win.
Oh, here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Johnson & Johnson said the trials for their single-shot blank showed it was effective.
Vaccine.
Right. This week, Blue Cross and Marriott International joined other companies in halting donations to lawmakers who blanked.
Who voted against the certification of the election.
Yes, of the election. After his foreign counterparts refused meetings with him, Secretary of State Blank canceled his trip to Europe.
Mike Pompeo.
Yes, he was dissed by Liechtenstein. On Monday, Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Blank, was the latest Trump appointee to resign.
DHS.
Right, Homeland Security. This week, pop star Post Malone announced he was donating 10,000 blanks to frontline workers.
Pizzas?
No, 10,000 of his sold-out signature Croc shoes. On Monday, okay. Right-wing social media platform Blank sued Amazon after the company pulled their web hosting services.
Parler.
Right. On Thursday, a new report showed that Blank claims had soared to their highest total since August.
Unemployment.
Right. This week, a school in New Jersey had to be evacuated after a student brought in Blank as part of a science project.
Was this the uranium-covered thing to test his Geiger counter?
Yes, that's exactly what it was, Roxanne. It was a hunk of uranium. The teenager had wanted to show off how a Geiger counter worked, so he brought in a quarter-sized piece of uranium glass, which eventually led to the whole school being evacuated. The student has since apologized, saying that he was assured the glass was safe, and though no disciplinary action was taken by the school, the Trump administration slapped harsh sanctions on his allowance. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Caught him on the curves. Roxanne had 7 right for 14 more points, which means with 20 points, she is the champion this week.
What a surprise.
If you put the uranium kid and the fake tooth kid together,